Amen? All right, let's look at another one. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Now the question is this. What sins can a Christian commit? Now you're going to hear people all the time say, well, he can't really be a Christian because if he was, he would never have done this or that or the other thing. And they've got some little pet thing that they've decided that if you do this or commit this act or commit this sin, you can't possibly be a Christian. You can't be regenerated because Christians don't do those things, which is strange. The Christians I've known have done everything. Maybe you know a better class of Christian than I do. I've heard preachers cuss. I know preachers that ran off with another man's wife. The pastor down at Candlestick Park in Jackson, Mississippi, had Dr. Jack Hiles on the platform and wept and cried and told us what a great influence Dr. Hiles had had on his life. And the guy was running around with his wife's sister. Matter of fact, the 2 days after Dr. Hiles left, the preacher left with his wife's sister. They'd been having an affair for a year. You say, that guy saved? Well, that guy's as saved as you are. Now, what sins can a Christian commit? Well, let's look at the ones they're warned about. You see, the reason the Bible warns you about things is because you can do them. So, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, the Bible warns Christians about what? Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. So if you used to steal, you were a thief, the Bible admonishes you now that you're a Christian, don't do it anymore. Why does it warn you not to do it anymore? Why does it ask you and command you not to do it anymore? Because the Bible understands that you still can. Amen? I guarantee you there's been many a Christian stole many a thing. And so the Bible warns you about it and admonishes you not to for testimony's sake and a whole bunch of reasons. But the point is that a Christian can steal. It's a shame when they do. It really hurts our testimony. Then Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9. It said, don't y'all lie to each other anymore. Lie not one to another. Now why would the Holy Spirit commands you and admonish you and put a commandment in there, don't lie to each other? Because God knows Christians lie to Christians all the time. Amen? You didn't quit lying when you got saved. You just started trying harder not to. Somebody say amen. It just bothers you more now than it used to. I like what these two colored fellows said. They were talking to each other. And one was telling the other one he got saved. And he said, well, when you got saved, he said, did it make you give up your sinning? He said, no, sir. He said, but sure has complicated it. Hey, a lot of truth in that. A lot of Christians ain't give up much of nothing, but now they feel bad about it anyway, and they try harder not to. Amen. But if you want to run around and pretend you don't, I know something about you. One of your sins is you're a hypocrite. A lying hypocrite at that. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, the Bible said, flee fornication. For every sin that a man committeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Now, why did it say that? Because it's impossible for Christians to be immoral and impure in their conduct, right? No. Christians sin all the time. And Christians commit adultery and fornication all the time. That's a terrible thing. I mean, it's an awful, awful thing. It hurts the Christian himself. It hurts his wife, his children, or if it's the woman, it hurts her husband and her children. It hurts the people in the church. It hurts the cause of Christ. It is an awful, awful thing. But the truth is, people do it. Why? In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, there's an example of a young man who is saved, who is sleeping with his stepmother. You say, my preacher, that's disgusting. You're absolutely right. It really is disgusting. It's nauseating. But the world is filled with things that are sick and nauseating. You better wake up and realize and live in the world that really is, rather than the world you wish it was. And the world that really is an ugly, ugly world. And Christians, God bless their heart, and I love them to death. I'm not being down on Christians. I are one. But I know human nature. And I know that when you got saved, God put something in you that wasn't there before. And now when you sin, you're ashamed and embarrassed, and the Holy Spirit smites you, and you chasing yourself, and God chastens you, and you have a whole different outlook about sin than you used to have. But the truth is, you still slip up from time to time and commit sin. Amen. So Christians can lie. Christians can steal. Christians commit fornication. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible said, "Be ye not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit." Which means what? It means Christians can get drunk. Well, I just don't believe a man that's saved by God's grace can drink alcohol. Well, you're just too brain dead to breathe, son. Well, they need to put you on a short leash and keep you up for a while. A lot of Christians drink. How many of y'all believe Martin Luther, the great reformer, who started the Protestant Reformation, was a Christian? Well, I believe that. I mean, he wrote the 95 Theses and tacked it on Wittenberg Wall and started the Protestant Reformation. He was anti-papal. I mean, he called the Pope your hellishness. And they called Martin Luther the dog. If anybody ever read Martin Luther's preface to the Romans, talking about his preface to the book of Romans, the way that guy can talk about grace and the grace of God, you don't have any question about his salvation. But you know something? Martin Luther kept a brew of beer going in the basement of the church his whole life. He always drank beer. In the church where Martin Luther was, down in the cellar, they had a big crock down there where Martin Luther made beer. Now, I'm not condoning it, and I didn't tell you that to get you to drink beer. I'm just trying to illustrate the point that you can be saved by God's grace and still have your head messed up about some things and do some things that you ought not to do. Now, people say, Preacher, what kind of sins can a Christian commit? They can commit any sin any unsaved man can commit. There is not one thing that a lost man can do that you can't do. The only thing difference is that the lost fella can do it and not regret it or feel bad about it. And when you do it, the Holy Spirit tears your hide up. Amen. That's the reason Paul said, I keep my body under and bring it into subjection. You know who keeps you from drinking? You know who keeps you from committing fornication? I've heard stupid Christians say, well, you know, if it's bad, God won't let you do it. Oh, my goodness, man, this guy is not real. I don't know what planet they're on. If God don't want you to do it, you're not going to do it. Well, I wish that was true. But it ain't true. You have to keep your body under. God Almighty never made you not do anything. And God hasn't made it impossible for you not to do anything. We don't do those things because we love Him. And because we want to serve Him. Not because we can't do them. We sure can do them. And I'm afraid all too many Christians do them. Amen? So if you want to know what sins can a Christian commit, they can commit any sin. Any sin at all.